underfed. There was a time I stood outside. It had snowed the night before. A sound in the distance could have been voices. It could have been something else. It could have been machinery. It could have been just in my head. I wanted the sound to be something else. Waves crashing to the sand. An ocean I was standing in. An ocean I was drowning in. I wanted to be sinking into sand. But I was standing in snow under a tree. I was standing in my under things. There was something about just standing there like that. There was something about just standing still, the sky about to turn light. I was not in a state of dire need, but I'd been up late thinking of dire things. I'd been thinking, for instance, of the reasons girls love love. I'd been thinking as well of the reasons guys love war. I every day bought the paper from the box on the corner. I every day spread the paper across my bed. I was reading up on various wars. I followed wars in various places I didn't know. I was becoming well-informed on battle. I was becoming well-informed on invasion. Because there was nothing going on where I was at all. There was nothing going on where I was but snow. Everyone had gone away for the winter. Everyone loved to leave for the winter. And yes, I was feeling abandoned. Yes, I was feeling melodramatic. Then this one friend called who hadn't yet left. And of course he would leave for the winter too. He would leave, of course, like everyone else. But I wasn't yet thinking of him leaving. And that night I was up to nothing. I was all the time up to my ears in nothing. And so he called, and it wasn't my fault he called. And so it was completely his fault. Look, I want to make a public confession. I want an interrogation. I want a fitting punishment. And where was I on that winter night? I was with this guy in a bar. And who else was with us on that night? There was no one else but us. And did I know that night he had a girlfriend? Yes, I knew he had a girlfriend. But I knew nothing specific about his girlfriend. She was just a cutout of a girlfriend. She was just a flattened thing. And how did I feel about this? I felt all right. I felt pretty good. I felt pretty great. So punish me however you see fit. But no, I wasn't all bad. In the bar that night, I knew to get this body out the door. So I got this body up the street. I got this body up the stairs and laid it flat on the bed. I was home, safe. I was where I belonged. And I'm sorry my thoughts turned dire. I'm sorry I'd been reading up on wars. I'm sorry for the metaphor. But I confess I was thinking of battle. I confess I was thinking invasion. I knew too much about crossing lines. Then I was rushing outside to think in the cold. I can't explain. Years before, things with me seemed all right. I was with this nice guy back then. All my friends liked this guy. He would pick me up in his car. He would take me on hikes. He owned things for going on hikes. I didn't know the proper names of the things he owned. I still, years later, don't know their proper names. They clamped to things and heated up and stuck through ice and stuck through mud. The guy and I would walk up hills. We would sleep on wet grass. We would stand there holding hands, staring at some or another sunset. And I would pretend to like the sunset. I would pretend to be a better person than I was.